When things feel a bit chaotic, Instacart helps deliver milk and sausage. Add a little life to your cart. Get stuff from literally all your stores, from baby wipes to albacore. Add a little life to your cart. Instacart helps get your groceries. Your first three deliveries are free.
Download Instacart. Add life to cart. Terms apply.
Imagine you're looking at a balancing scale with everything you do for other people on one side and everything you do for yourself on the other side. If it isn't balanced, maybe it's time to spend a little more time on you. And therapy is a great place to start. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can help you find that balance and stick to it. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. Happy Thursday night to you. Depending on where you live, it might be a happy Friday morning to you. I'm going to be rolling with you for the next 2 hours. Thank you to everybody who's been locked in to the first 2 hours of the show. I get started every weeknight at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. And tonight we had a beatdown out in Las Vegas. The Raiders beat the Chargers 63-21. We're going to talk about it in a minute. As Brandon Staley is explaining away the loss, this might be the last time we hear from him as the head coach of the Chargers. We'll talk about that momentarily. Thank you to everybody locked in all over North America. People who were watching and or listening to Thursday Night Football, the beatdown. Thank you to everybody tuning in on their local CBS Sports Radio affiliate. The free Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. It's free, get it. How many things in life can you get for free? Not a lot. Get this. Everybody on Sirius XM channel 158 and everybody listening on a smart speaker. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. I'm being joined by super producer and host Dave Shepard. He's holding it down for us in New York City. Wow. The game is over. And I'm still checking to make sure that the Raiders, that they're not scoring any more points. 63-21? This was a Raiders franchise record tonight. Tonight against the Chargers, the Raiders have never scored more points in their history. The previous high for the Raiders in the franchise history, it was 59 points they scored against Denver back in 2010. They beat them 59-14. Quite ironic when you think about Denver, the ass whooping they got earlier this season against the Miami Dolphins, 70-20. The Raiders just lost a couple of days ago against Minnesota. They lost 3-0, and they bounced back by dropping 63 points. And let's be real, the 21 points here by the Chargers, garbage time. Basura. Doesn't matter. Easton Stick walks away with 3 touchdowns at the end of the game here, but at the same time, Easton Stick is the same dude who, out the course of the game, threw a pick six, fumbled the ball twice. Overall, the team had 5 fumbles and lost 4 of them. It feels like every time the ball was up for grabs, the Raiders got it, and they scored. The offense scored. The defense scored. Aiden O'Connell had 4 touchdowns. This was abuse, man. At halftime, the score was 42-0. The Raiders led the Chargers. Brandon Staley just stood up there at the press conference. Are they going to let this man go home? They might as well fire him today and just let him hang out in Las Vegas for a couple of days. If he celebrates Christmas, let him hang out in Vegas. Let him go see his family, set up a vacation, and let's just stop the bleeding. Because the Chargers aren't going anywhere. And every image was just a pitiful sight. Every image. Brandon Staley, as an NFL head coach, he looked like he was going to cry on the sideline. Easton Stick, North Dakota State. This man threw a pick six, and he couldn't do anything but smirk and like, oh my God, I can't believe this is happening to me. Mac is looking miserable on his sidelines. Justin Herbert has his hand in a giant cast as he just broke his finger a couple days ago. He's standing around looking miserable, rubbing his chin like, what the hell is going on? I actually work for this team. At least I'm getting paid, but I work for this team. And it was just sad. You know what? Let's cut to the chase. Let's take a listen to one of the saddest people in America right now. It's Brandon Staley. Because after the game, Brandon Staley, he was asked about the effort of his own players. Listen to this.
How do you feel about the effort of your players?
Oh, I don't question the effort of our guys.
Why not?
I know those guys. I've been with most of them 3 years, and I know them inside and out. I'm with them every single day. So this is just a really bad game in the NFL where nothing goes right, everything goes wrong, and, you know, it's the tough side of things.
Well, now how many more of them games you want to have, man? Last season, you actually get to the playoffs, you have a 27-0 lead, and you blow it. He's been defensive quite a few times this season, sticking up for his defense, sticking up for the team. Oh, there's no hangover from last year and the ass-whooping that we received. Asking about the effort of his team is legitimate because y'all looked miserable. It looked like you laid down. It looked like you quit. And who's the guy at the top of the totem pole is you. And aren't you supposed to be known for your defense? Weren't you the defensive coordinator of the Rams? Wasn't that you? What you missing? Where's Jalen Ramsey at? Where's Aaron Donald? You want those guys back, don't you? I don't know where the I know where Von Miller is. Von Miller, he had some issues, but anyway, another conversation for another day. And this is between two teams going nowhere. The Raiders, at least they can build towards something for next season, right? They got Antonio Pierce here. You're looking at Aiden O'Connell, at least for maybe the second time this season. I actually looked over at a Davante Adams who looked like he was enjoying himself. It looked like he was having fun. He had 101 yards receiving and a touchdown. Miserable night. Raiders beat the Chargers 63-21. Yeah, Brandon Staley, him getting fired, getting the boot. He's on the clock. If I were him, and not that anybody wants to get fired, but if he knows that it's coming, get it before Christmas so you can go on vacation. Anyway, let's listen to some of this, I don't want to call it abuse, but that's what it is. It's the Raiders bludgeoning the Chargers. How did it start? And this is all courtesy of the Raiders radio network, by the way, all of it. It started off with a Zamir White one-yard touchdown run to get things going in the first.
O'Connell under center, Zamir White the tailback, gets the handoff, trying the left side. Touchdown, Raiders! Zamir White bulldozes his way in for his first career touchdown, and the Raiders take an opening drive score. It's 6-0 with 8:10 to go in the first.
Oh, we got people scoring touchdowns? Things that they don't do frequently? How about Aiden O'Connell finding Trey Tucker for a 30-yard touchdown?
O'Connell on first down, going to throw. He's got all day. Lobs it to the end zone. Open receiver. Tucker bobbles it. Caught it. Touchdown, Raiders. It looked like he bobbled it on first glance in the back right corner. He caught it. He flips. Raiders in control here in the first.
Oh, yeah, it was 14-0 in the first. And I was going to talk about Trey Tucker's backflip. He needs to enter into the Olympics. Might be too late to join the Olympic squad, but that was a damn good flip. Wish I could do that. Anyway, the scoring continued. And by the way, this is still in the first quarter. Aiden O'Connell throwing another touchdown pass, this time to Jacoby Myers.
There's the snap. He's going to throw. Lobs it near side, looking for Myers. Leaps and grabs. Jacoby Myers, touchdown. He laid out at the goal line. He went completely horizontal, and he made the grab. It's 20-0 Raiders in the first quarter.
Oh, man, it doesn't stop there. This is not a replay. This is another touchdown pass to Michael Meyer. Yeah, the new tight end.
Second and 8 from the 12. O'Connell, play action. He rolls out to the right. He's got a wide open tight end. Meyer at the 10, 5. He walks into the right pylon. Touchdown, Raiders. Right on cue. They take advantage of another takeaway, and they are blitzing the Chargers here on Thursday night.
28-0 We're still in the first half here, damn it. If you thought that it was only passing, no, there was more. We had a rushing touchdown, 26 yards. Brandon Bolden said, hey, I want to get it on the action.
Down to 5 on the play clock. He takes the snap. Fakes it to O'Connell. He's going to run left. He's got blockers at the 20. Bolden to the 10. Sideline 5. Touchdown, Raiders. They brought Brandon Bolden back into the fold, and he races for a 26-yard touchdown. It's a party here tonight in Vegas.
Damn it, it's a party every night in Vegas. Where the hell has Scott been? Except for now the Raiders can actually enjoy themselves. People partying in Vegas all the time. All types of terrible things and drunkenness. It could be a good time. Anyway, we're still here in the first half, and Aiden O'Connell throws another touchdown pass to Trey Tucker again.
Carter goes in motion. O'Connell's going to throw on first down. Throws over the middle. Deep into the end zone. It's caught. Touchdown, Trey Tucker. He was coming across the goal line, and the rookie has his second touchdown. And the Raiders have 41 in the first 30 minutes.
Oh, man, I gotta take a breath here. Damn, I'm not even doing any of the heavy lifting or the work, but this is a lot. It was 42-0 at the half. Damn. Brandon Staley, he does the little halftime interview with Amazon, and he's just like, oh, yeah, well, we weren't prepared to play. Like, well, stupid, that's an indictment on you. Why would you say that? Don't say that. I know people are thinking it, but you're not supposed to say it. And so then we get into the third quarter, and we got a little bit of trickery here. Aiden O'Connell doesn't have to throw all of the touchdown passes. Jacoby Myers got in on the action, and he throws a short pass to Davante Adams, making it 49-0.
Jacoby Myers in motion. O'Connell takes the snap, throws it out to him. He's going to throw to the end zone. Touchdown, Davante! They went backwards, and Jacoby threw it forwards, and it's 48-0 here early in the third.
This is sad. The offense can't have all of the fun, right? The defense has to get in on the action, right? Well, they did. John Jenkins, a giant of a man, 300-plus pounds. He picked up a fumble. Yeah, because the Chargers couldn't hold on to the ball. They fumbled the ball 5 times tonight, gave up 4 of them. John Jenkins picked up one of them after a sack and said, I'm going to get some cardio in. I'm going to run 44 yards for a touchdown. Yes, me, defensive lineman, run for TD. Listen.
13 seconds in the quarter. Stick gets the snap. He's going to throw. Eyeing down the middle. Now pressure off the edge. And drilled from behind.
Ball's out.
Coach with the sack. And big man running. John Jenkins is going to score. Jenkins picked it up, and he had 40 yards of turf with nobody chasing him. It's a lineman's dream, and the Raiders have 55 at the end of the third.
The score after the extra point was 56-7. The defensive lineman was looking up at the screen. He had that much time. He wasn't huffing and puffing. He was looking up at the screen, and he's just like, oh, man, ain't nobody going to catch me. This was embarrassing for the Chargers. And then we had a little man touchdown. Jack Jones, a normal-sized human being, comes through with a pick six to make it 63-7. Damn.
And an interception on the first pass.
Amazing.
It's Jack Jones.
Amazing.
It's a pick six.
Amazing.
Lake, and that breaks the record.
Amazing.
The highest point total in Raiders franchise history is Jack Jones on an interception for a touchdown.
Wow. You can throw out the mother. Well, they had three scores. Well, they being the Chargers, they had three scores. It was garbage time. It was a waste of time. We not even going to play them stupid touchdowns because they were meaningless. Easton Stick, it was nice to get some points up on the board. It was even worse to have, three turnovers. Chargers are going nowhere. I know where Brandon Staley is going. I don't want to say the unemployment line because he's still going to get paid. He's going to be out of a job. It might be a few hours from now. It might be at the end of the season, but let's be real. The Chargers need a reset. Whether they're blowing out teams or getting blown out or giving up huge leads or just stinking a joint up, they're cursed, man. You can't blame Anthony Lynn anymore. Now you got to blame Staley. And Justin Herbert, at least he had a front row view. At least his check's still cash. Broken hand and all. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. The Raiders smoke the Chargers. 63-21. We're going to hear from some of the players. I know the Chargers are miserable, and the countdown for Brandon Staley to get the boot, oh, it's on. He going to get fired. I'm going to take your calls on the other side of the break. 855-212-4CBS. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. Hopefully the Raiders don't score again now that the game is done.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, such a fan of yours, man. Thanks for taking my call. And, you know, you don't always get the most sane of callers, but you always handle it with such professionalism. And I really appreciate your content you put out, man.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. The Raiders, they smashed the Chargers 63-21. Abuse. Everybody's just waiting to see when Brandon Staley gets fired. And if you're the Chargers, why wouldn't you? We already know what happened with the Chargers, blowing that 27-0 lead against the Jaguars in the postseason. Brandon Staley has been on the defensive about his defense all season long. He's talked about how there is no hangover for last season. It's like the Chargers blow every close game. They always mismanage the clock. Tonight they get blown out. How could you, if you are Brandon Staley, have the respect of the locker room, let alone the fan base, let alone have the confidence of the front office? I can't imagine that you do. And if you are the Chargers, why wouldn't you want to at least give Kellen Moore a look for a couple of games? There are only three games left in the season here for the Chargers. They got Buffalo a couple of days before Christmas. That probably ain't going to turn out good. They have Denver. That's probably not going to turn out good. And then you have Kansas City. That's probably not going to turn out good. And so unless you want Brandon Staley to get his ass whooped some more, to make more of a statement that he needs to go, then you leave him out there. But why? It's inevitable. He's going to get fired. When I sit here with you tomorrow night, am I going to talk about him being fired, or am I going to say he hasn't been fired yet? I guess it's coming at the end of the season. 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Kyle. He's calling from Dallas. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead, Kyle.
Hey, what's up, JR? How you doing?
I'm excellent, man. What's on your mind?
Well, you know, my prediction is that Staley should be fired tomorrow. They either leave him in Las Vegas or send him on a plane back to San Diego, where the Chargers used to be. It's a travesty down there right now. And I will say, I think it's an interesting theme that is happening across the NFL. I can't remember who said it. I'll give credit to someone else. It wasn't me. But I think it's an interesting trend right now in the NFL that a lot of defensive-minded head coaches are struggling, and offensive-minded head coaches are really the best teams in the league. Sirianni, Reed, McCarthy even, Shanahan.
Well, I mean, when we take a look, and thank you, Kyle, for calling from Dallas, I mean, when you look up and down the NFL, what's the deal right now? It's an offensive players league. I mean, first of all, you need the talent, and that's what's always been so disappointing about the Chargers. It doesn't matter if we want to go back to Phillip Rivers or we want to take a look at what's going on with Justin Herbert. Now, the Chargers over the past 20 years, and you could even throw Drew Brees out there if you want. He certainly didn't have the stature of a Phillip Rivers. He's not as big as Justin Herbert. Physically, he's built different. But for the past 20 years, the Chargers have been able to throw the ball around. The Chargers have had, I don't know, the Austin Ecklers of the worlds. And I know Keenan Allen doesn't get a lot of attention. He has that. They've had the Antonio Gates of the world. We can go back and say, oh, my God. Man, who did they have at LaDainian Tomlinson, LT. And they never won. Like, they can put up points, but they could never hang in there with the best of the best. Yeah, Tom Brady would always dominate, or Peyton Manning would always dominate. They could always put up points and throw the rock around. It doesn't matter what iteration we got of the Chargers. They always find a way to just be second rate. When they're at the top of the class, they're like two or three. And then when they're actually good and it looks like they might climb, they choke and they blow it. They're choke artists. I don't know what's in the water in the organization. It got to be from the top down. Has to be. 855-212-4CBS. Brandon is calling from Texas. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Brandon? Hey, Brandon, you're live on the radio.
Hey, what's up, JR? So I'm from Palm Springs, so I got confused with Texas. And we've been saying Brandon's name a lot.
Well, go ahead. You're live. What the hell happened to him? I don't know. He got abducted. Justin is calling from Louisville. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead, Justin.
Hey, JR. How's it going?
Good.
So the previous caller was talking about the offensive-minded teams. I will point out, though, like Dallas and the 49ers, they both have good defenses, too. You have to be able to stop the ball. But tomorrow,
he's specifically referring to the teams that are led by the offensive-minded coaches. Kyle Shanahan, certainly known as an offensive coach first, and he has amazing weapons.
Right, right. I do think they let Brandon Staley go tomorrow, but I also think Kenny Payne gets let go tomorrow from Louisville. So, which one do you think gets let go first?
What do you mean in regards to who gets fired first?
Yeah, Kenny Payne or Brandon Staley.
Well, I don't got a crystal ball. I mean, what are we looking at? One guy getting fired in the Midwest versus another guy getting fired on the West Coast. How would I know that?
Well, both of them
neither one of them has been doing the best jobs at head coaching. Kenny for Louisville and then Brandon Staley for the Chargers. They've both been getting the
so
pants.
How about the guy on the East Coast, he gets fired up first, and the guy on the West Coast, he gets fired after? Does that make more sense?
Because of the time zone, you think?
Yeah. Yes, Justin.
That's a good call.
Okay. Well, thanks. Appreciate you for calling from Louisville.
Have a good night.
You as well. I don't know who's going to get fired. How am I supposed to know that? Hey, JR, who gets fired first, the guy in the Midwest or the guy on the West Coast? Maybe because he's 2 hours behind, maybe he'll get fired after. I don't know. Come on. Hey, Shep, what's your prediction? The guy in the East Coast, he'll get fired, and then some guy in the Midwest will get fired, and then the guy in the Mountain Time Zone will get fired, and then the guy on the West Coast gets fired last, right?
I'm just sick of Brandon Staley, so I hope it's him.
First?
Yeah, he should have been fired 2 years ago.
What, never getting a job?
No, I mean, like, he demonstrated too many times that he was willing to go for 4th and 5 when he was at his own 29. So the guy should have been lost 2 years ago. How he's kept this job this long, he's a Houdini.
Yeah. Well, if he's a Houdini, he's in the right place. He's in Vegas.
Point.
He can do one of those shows. I heard Usher's residency is about to end. He can go do magic. 855-212-4CBS. Wolfgang. He's calling from New Mexico. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hello. So I'm a Chargers fan, and for me, I think Brandon Staley, I've always supported him going for it on fourth down. However, he was hired as a defensive guru, and the past 2 seasons we've been very, very subpar on the defense. So I think that the best move for the Chargers right now is to give Kellen Moore a shot at head coach and give Brandon Staley the boot.
Yeah, it will be real interesting. Thank you, Wolfgang, for calling from New Mexico. You know, with 3 games remaining here on the docket, is that really enough to see what Kellen Moore does? You'd have to think and have confidence in him that he is A, or that you even want to keep him around into next season to see what he has. Otherwise, you got to start over again. And so ultimately, yeah, you can see what Kellen Moore does, but what happens if they light it up the next 3 games? You just keep him on for next season? What happens if he gets his ass whooped? You're just going to blame him? And then ultimately, if he gets his ass whooped, you're going to look for a new head coach. So this is a tough spot here for the Chargers. They might, even if they allow Kellen Moore to go out there and coach the next 3 games, you probably still want to conduct interviews. I think it'd be short-sighted to say, oh, we're just going to hire him. And we don't know who is going to be available at the end of the season. There might be a coach in New England who will probably get the boot, who might say, hey, being in L.A. to finish my career may not be the worst of things. It's possible. And I know the Chargers have dealt with their share of injuries, Bosa, et cetera. But when you think about the dudes they have on the team, from the front of the line all the way to the defensive backs, especially what they had to start the season, James and Bosa and Mack, you would think that they'd be able to stop somebody. 63-21. It's more than embarrassing. Isaac is calling from San Jose. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Isaac?
What's going on, Mr. JR? Look, I'm not a fan of either of these teams. I'm just a football fan, and I think most sane football fans will not agree with Brandon Staley being a head coach at all. He should have been fired last year. He wasn't. The one guy that I'm thinking of right now is Kellen Moore that everyone is talking of. If I was him, I wouldn't even want this interim head coaching job right now because it's not like he's going to finish the year out with Justin Herbert. You know what I mean? He's just going to use what he's got at his disposal right now, and it's not a lot. So I don't even know if that is something I would want to do if I was Kellen Moore. It really sucks because the Chargers, they always have the talent. It does start at the top. I want to go back to what you said earlier. It's the organization's leaders that have always let this organization down. And it really sucks because I have, I got friends down in SoCal that are Charger fans, and they don't deserve this, man. You got someone like Justin Herbert, who is a top 5 quarterback in the league, just wasting away over there. And I mean, this is not the year to try and, oh, I'm Kellen Moore, I'm going to step up and try and become the head coach of any of this. I really feel for the guy because he's put in a bad spot right now because of Brandon Staley. And it's not going to work out for him, even if he were to get the interim job for the rest of the year.
Yeah, it's a tough position. I mean, the Chargers season is done, and thank you, Isaac, for calling from San Jose. Excellent call. They're done. They're done. And so, yeah, if you put Kellen Moore out there, he gets the short end of the stick. No pun intended. The quarterback's name is Easton Stick. I'm not that clever. And you know what? It doesn't just stop at the head coach. What the hell happens with Tom Telesco? Like, is he going to get the boot as well? Like, this is just ugly right now for the Chargers. And I'm not saying that Bill Belichick can be a saving grace if he should be available. But he got to be able to do better than what the hell he has. Let's be real. Let's be clear. The Chargers have more talent on their roster than New England does. At least the Chargers have a quarterback. They have somebody to start with. He might be standing around with a cast on his hand right now, but they got a better option. I mean, I tell you about Tom Telesco, and then I tell you about Bill Belichick. I mean, this is a GM who brings on J.C. Jackson and tells everybody sorry for signing him. Like, okay, what type of GM are you? 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get some more of your calls on the other side of the break. And speaking of Justin Herbert, I know this sounds pretty ancient, sounds pretty bad. He had a lot of confidence in Easton Stick a couple of days ago. And we'll hear from Justin Herbert. I want to remind you of his comments from a few days ago because the Chargers are going straight into the toilet. I'm going to get some more of your calls as well. 855-212-4CBS.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
You're such a man of the people. You take more calls than any sports personality I've ever known. And to take words out of your mouth, pardon me, we appreciate you, man.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We know about the Raiders beating up on the Chargers 63-21. The Raiders on the positive side for them. Just a franchise record, 63 points. Antonio Pierce picks up another victory. I mean, there were a lot of some quiet conversations as to whether or not he was going to be able to hold the job, really be the interim head coach, but you know, with victories like this on teams that you're supposed to beat up like this, or maybe not this bad, he might hold on to the job, but this is the Raiders. And so Antonio Pierce, he spoke after the game, and knowing that about the L that they just took to Minnesota, where they scored 0 points, Antonio Pierce said, yeah, we were able to turn the page rather quickly.
We talked about just having short-term memory. You know, I'm going to reference what Devontae said last week. You know, we was on the wrong side of history. Well, we're on the right side now, and that's the way we want to be. But, you know, it's like anything. You know, turnovers, points, they always come in bunches. And for us, once it became a frenzy, right? And you saw it on defense. You saw it on offense. Special teams jumped in it.
Well, everybody got involved. I mean, we had a big man touchdown. A big man went 44 yards for a touchdown. And the Chargers just looked disinterested. Like, they quit. They did. I mean, there was no ands, ifs, or buts about it. Yeah, they had some, they had three meaningless touchdowns at the end of the game, but they quit. I mean, even on Amazon, Al Michaels, Kirk Herbstreit, they were calling the game on Amazon, and they were just like, the hell are we looking at here? Listen to this.
I'll follow your lead. Where do you want to go?
31 more seconds, huh?
That's what they tell me.
Do they ever get to a point to...
If this were Pop Warner, they'd stop the game, right?
Yeah, or keep the just continuous clock, maybe in the second half.
We're in Vegas. Referee stops contest.
You know, 42-0, largest halftime lead in Raiders team history.
Mm-hmm. I'm checking to see the last time any team...
Can't imagine.
...led by 42 in the first half. I'll follow your lead. Where do you want to go?
Yeah, I mean, even by the time they got to the end of the game and they couldn't do anything but show the faces on the sidelines, the Chargers looked beyond miserable. They looked like they didn't want to be there. And understandable, you're losing 63-7. You're losing 63-21. But even at halftime, even in the first quarter, they just looked like, man, can we go to the strip? Can I walk over to MGM right now? Do I have to sit here on the bench? This was like one of those bad Thanksgiving games. No, not the ones that take place with the Lions or the Cowboys. I'm talking about those bad Thanksgiving games that take place at your local high school. Thanksgiving morning, the Turkey Bowl, those ugly games where the kids are running around and they look like ass and they're fumbling the ball all over the place and one team destroys the other. That's what tonight's game looked like, except for these were two NFL franchises, and one of them is just snake-bitten, cursed. Is always good enough to be good enough, but then chokes away victories. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Lou is here. He's calling from San Diego. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, how you doing, JR? Pleasure. First-time caller. I hear you. I'm a truck driver, and I'm always Monday through Friday, and then early Sunday morning, I'm always listening to CBS Sports Radio. But I'm a San Diego Chargers fan, grew up a Buffalo Bills fan. I'm from Tijuana, Mexico, so the only players or football games that I ever got to see were the Buffalo Bills and those Jim Kelly years and losing Super Bowls to the Cowboys and whatever they lost. And then I realized that San Diego had a team, and I've been a fan ever since, even through the losing years. Earlier you mentioned something about Peyton Manning and the years where I believe that the problem with the Chargers is the organization, like literally the ownership needs to change ownership. How do you fire the best coach in the franchise history immediately after losing a playoff game? I never could understand that, and I think ever since we've had it's been a bad omen. Even though Marty Schottenheimer was notorious for not winning in the offseason or whatever, how do you fire a guy who went 14-2? And we have the MVP of the season with LaDainian Tomlinson, and we waste his career by switching coaches immediately.
Well, so, I mean, if we want to even go further on down the line about, thank you, Lou, for calling from San Diego. Just a lot of truck driver stuff, noise in the back. I feel like I'm listening to my radio, your radio, the wind, the window. They didn't believe in Drew Brees' arm. They didn't think his arm was going to hold up. And so, I mean, we can go down a list over the past 20, 25 years that takes a look at the Chargers and just goes, damn, this is just a series of unfortunate events. Even the Chargers radio network tonight, they were just like, well, what the hell are we calling here? What are we looking at? Listen to the Chargers radio network when they were getting their asses whooped 49-0.
You decided whether you want to stand up or sit down yet?
I think I want to lay down under the desk.
I was looking for a blindfold, but apparently you can't do this job with a blindfold.
No, we have to watch and do our best to bring you some entertaining play-by-play and analysis of what has been wildly disappointing. Here's a double pass to the end zone, and hey, why not? just humiliate him. Double pass to Devontae Adams for the touchdown. That's the second double pass they have run flawlessly.
Man, you don't have to sit there and watch. You can close your eyes and imagine the disaster. You don't have to watch. Those are the type of games when you're a broadcaster. They should let you drink. They should. I know for all of those years that CNN would do New Year's Eve, they used to give, Don Lemon, Anderson Cooper, they used to let them drink on New Year's. Some of the most entertaining stuff, quote-unquote stuff, I've ever seen in my life. When we get to these type of blowouts, let them drink. Give them a raise. They're getting paid to sit there and tell a story about what's going on the field and share that to the airwaves. Man, they got to peddle crap. Should get a raise for that. Vinny's calling from San Diego. Go ahead, Vinny, quickly.
Hey, JR, thanks for taking my call. I just want to say that the Chargers, this is the best thing that could happen to the Chargers with this blowout game right now. Get rid of Staley. Let the offensive coordinator take over for the rest of the year, and then just go make a splash. Go get Jim Harbaugh. Go get Jim Harbaugh from Michigan. Pay him $12 million a year, whatever he wants. Give him whatever he wants. This ownership has been a joke. Since I've been a kid, I'm born and raised in San Diego. I'm not a Charger fan, but I've seen this constantly. Coaches going round and round. Go get Jim Harbaugh. Bring him in. Bring in someone that can turn this team around Ship. Because the ownership is crap.
All right. So. Well, thank you, Vinny, for calling from San Diego. Yeah, we've heard that. People crapping on the Spanos family. And with good reason. Yeah, and as we said, one of our callers pointed out, you bring in Kellen Moore to coach the last three games, what's that going to do? Is Justin Herbert going to go out there and throw the ball around with a cast on? Probably not. Nope. And by the way, the Chargers, as it stands right now today, they would have the fifth overall pick. They might climb a little bit higher than that. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. When we come back, we'll hear from head coach Brandon Staley. He was asked if he should still have his job. Wait till you hear this.
Why is Instacart the holiday rescue app? Because you can get all your seasonal decor delivered instead of having to drive to 12 different stores. Candles and candy canes? Delivered. Wreaths and reindeer? Delivered. Lights from Lowe's? Delivered. And since I know you're going to ask, inflatable snowman? Delivered. So this season, stay in and get decked out. Download Instacart, the holiday rescue app, to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
Imagine you're looking at a balancing scale with everything you do for other people on one side and everything you do for yourself on the other side. If it isn't balanced, maybe it's time to spend a little more time on you. And therapy is a great place to start. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can help you find that balance and stick to it. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/positive.
Bring the sounds of the season to life with the Philips Fidelio FB1 soundbar featuring DTS:X and IMAX Enhanced. Build your full home theater wirelessly when you connect to multiple devices using DTS Play-Fi technology and experience the thrill of immersive audio that moves above and around you as it transports you into your favorite films when you're home for the holidays. Visit philips.com/home-sound to learn more. DTS.
Dedicated to sensational.
Discover, this is Daniela.
Hi, it's Jennifer Coolidge. I just want to thank you for making me feel so special. I earned cash back on debit for my dinner party groceries.
That's great, but with Discover Cashback Debit, we give everyone cash back on everyday purchases. Anything else I can help you with?
Do you like asparagus and mushroom sorbet? I've got leftovers.
Introducing Discover Cashback Debit, a checking account with cash back. It pays to Discover. Eligibility and terms at discover.com/cashbackdebit. Discover Bank, member FDIC.